Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me is Chaim Goodman-Strauss, math professor at the University of Arkansas. Good morning, Chaim.
Good morning. So we have a really great guest today.
Yeah, we're joined on the phone from New York City.
By Dennis Shasha, author of several puzzle books. We've actually used some of your puzzles in the past, Dennis, so welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
And we're certain you received the royalty check when we used that puzzle as well.
I don't remember, but I'm sure I did.
You have a new book that has just come out, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. It's called The Puzzler's Illusion. Somebody is eluding detection. And it's a bunch of puzzles with the character that I often have featured in my puzzle books called Dr. Echo. And Dr. Echo has a companion named Professor Scarlet who helps to pose the puzzles and to help us understand what the puzzles are. But the whole idea of these puzzles are that they're detective stories where you know as much as Dr. Echo knows, and you therefore can try to solve the puzzle as he does.
So Dr. Echo has been in, you've used him several times. It's not E-C-H-O, is it? It's E-C-C-O.
Right, it's E-C-C-O as in here it is.
Well, you have a puzzle for us this morning?
Yes, I do. I have a puzzle that you could both give as a game for your younger siblings, for your kids, for your grandkids, depending on your age. But it also has some pretty mathematical structure, and so I'd like to try it out with you. But I have to warn you that if you're driving, you're going to need your hands, but just use one hand at a time, please.
Okay.
So pull on over, folks.
That's right. Or maybe if you have someone that's in the passenger seat, they can help.
So you have this younger child who's, let's say, 8, and that child is a mathematical, not prodigy, but very strong in math. And that child knows how to add and is really good at multiplying numbers below 5.
Oh, good.
4 times 3, 4 times 4, got all of that stuff down. However, the child is having certain trouble multiplying numbers like 7 times 8, pairs of numbers like that, 6 times 9, things like that. And you could, of course, ask them to memorize how to do that, but you want to teach them a way to do this with their hands, with two hands, in fact. And so the way that this is going to work is very simple. Let's say we're going to do this by example. So let's say that you have, say, 6 times 8.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to take your right hand and put up one finger, let's say your thumb, and that's going to represent 6 because you have one finger besides the 5. So 5 plus 1 is 6. So that's going to be one finger up on your right hand.
Okay.
And then you want to multiply that by 8, so you're going to take your left hand, and you're going to put up 3 fingers, because 5 plus 3 is 8.
Right.
And now what you're going to do is you're going to look at all the fingers that are up in both hands, and there are 4 of them.
That is correct.
And then you're going to take the fingers that are down on your right hand, there are 4 of them,
mm-hmm.
And the fingers that are down on the left hand, there are 2 of them, and you're going to multiply those.
Uh-huh.
4 times 2 is 8. And lo and behold, you get 48.
48, right.
So you've multiplied 6 times 8, and you've gotten 48. And in fact, you can try this with all kinds of things. Like, for example, let's try 8 times 7,
okay.
Which is always hard for kids. So you have, again, 3 fingers up on your right hand, 2 fingers up on your left hand. You add up the up fingers, you get 5, that's 50. And then you multiply the down fingers, which is 2 on the right hand and 3 on the left hand. That's 2 times 3 is 6. You get 56.
Lo and behold, that's really cool.
Wow.
So now the question is, why
does
this work?
There's a question. Oh, why does it work?
Why does it work? First of all, it does work. That's a big hint.
Okay.
And you can actually show that it always works.
Okay.
So, folks, that's the question from Dennis Shasha. Send in your answers and we'll send you some math fun.
And that you can send your answers in to mathfactor@uark.edu.
Thanks a lot, Dennis.
Oh, thank you.